in your young days for the specials. The vocalist holds the microphone like a silver chalice to his parted lips, his voice a booming and unbodied light blowing through the dance hall. His silhouette slips like his notes, a warm, blurring vibrato, the stage swimming in a cardinal light. Neville's head thrown back, the stage in two tones, his eyes closed, the lush bass skipping inside him, his shining skin and the giddy horns, and the skinny man bouncing on the keys above the writhing crowd, the guitar's song, and the dancing streamers, a Grecian frieze. We are all wondering now what to do. Now we know this is the end. A galaxy lies beyond the hot stage, and in the shaking, writhing crowd, each face a pockmarked moon, a shroud of pale flowers, the band lurching towards its apogee in the Midland Citadel. These lost hours, these children losing their fears of lonely futures, finding something pure to follow. The quiet fire that awakens us, our slick midnight skin, the body hollow, something aching and hungry, the touch, an urgent kiss in the dark discotheque turns the whole place into a fantasy, a limbo, a border, a land of rest, to witness this moment of alchemy.